This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning and happy Halloween. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's budget proposal includes cutting more than 700 vacant positions from city roles. That includes more than 450 positions in the Chicago Police Department. Alderman Bill Conway says he's concerned about cutting hundreds of positions from the city's police department.
You know, everyone deserves to be safe in their community, and we're clearly not doing that in Chicago right now.
Johnson's budget director, Annette Guzman, says 400 of the vacant positions they're cutting in CPD are civilian positions, not sworn police officers.
Discussing a path forward with CPD, they were very focused on ensuring they have enough officers who can go on the street.
The budget proposal would increase the police budget to nearly $2.1 billion. In other city budget news, Mayor Johnson is proposing to pull a record amount from special taxing districts called TIFs, with half of the money going to Chicago Public Schools. CPS CEO Pedro Martinez pressured the city to use TIF money to help erase the school district's current deficit. Johnson's budget proposal would give CPS about $300 million. This will cut into the school district's shortfall, but won't fill it. CPS did not respond to questions about how it will make up the remaining gap. The new Chicago School Board president is facing calls for his resignation over social media posts reacting to the war in Gaza. Reverend Mitchell Ikenna Johnson apologized yesterday for the inflammatory posts. He said conversations with a rabbi earlier this year helped him see how they were insensitive and could be construed as anti-Semitic.
I, as board president, am committed to making sure that hate of any kind has no place in Chicago public schools. I have been an advocate for the rights of Israelis to exist, of Jewish people to exist in Israel.
Mayor Brandon Johnson said he appreciated the school board president apologizing and his commitment to working toward restoration and healing. The state of Illinois is launching a free, confidential way to report hate crimes. Now residents can either make an online report at ilstophate.org or they can call 877-458-HATE and speak with a trauma-informed specialist. Reports can be made in several different languages, including Mandarin and Arabic. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois is seeing a rapid increase in hate incidents.
These incidents too often go unreported because victims are unsure where to turn, hesitant to call the police, or maybe unaware that the act could be investigated as a hate crime.
The state is focusing on reaching marginalized communities like immigrants and people of color. A conservative legal activist is suing Illinois over a scholarship program for aspiring minority teachers. Ed Bloom also brought the lawsuit that ended the consideration of race in college admissions last year. Bloom's group claims a 32-year-old initiative to get more teachers of color in Illinois classrooms is discriminatory. Robin Steens, of the advocacy group Advance Illinois, says the scholarship helps narrow a huge mismatch between the state's students and teachers.
We've got research that tells us that students of color do better when they are taught by teachers of color, when they have some exposure at some point in their career to teachers of color.
Steens says more than 80% of teachers in the state are white, but a majority of students are not. Some more things you should know today. Today is the final day for Illinois residents to apply for a vote-by-mail ballot in the presidential election. Anyone who chooses to cast their ballot by mail must have their ballot postmarked or placed in a drop box by November 5th. Meanwhile, early voting and vote-by-mail turnout is lagging behind the 2020 election. In Chicago, election authorities say more than 300,000 people have cast their ballot so far. That's nearly 300,000 votes fewer than 4 years ago. But it's more votes cast at this same point in 2016. The University of Chicago is launching the Institute for Climate and Sustainable Growth. The school aims to reach a balance between rising living standards and economic growth and the current climate crisis. One focus area is the development of cheap, clean energy storage technology. The university plans on hiring 20 new faculty members for the institute over the next few years. At a press conference yesterday, Governor Pritzker said, quote, "Our response to this crisis will impact future generations, likely more than any other single issue." Today's weather and temperatures will reach the high 60s. Skies will be cloudy, and during trick-or-treating, temperatures will dip down to the low 50s. Tomorrow, we're expecting a sunny day and for the high to hit the low 50s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.